This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for this Monday, January the 15th, brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers Association. I'm Dustin Huffman. Markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. They will reopen tomorrow morning. Taking a look at the markets, well, they had a pretty down day to end the day on Friday. Let's take a look at how it shook out. Well, we saw corn closing down 10 and 3 quarter cents on the front month March. Soybeans were down 12 and a quarter after the USDA estimated higher than expected U.S. crops from 2023. March Kansas City wheat was down fractionally, finding some support from a lower than expected planting estimate for hard red wheat coming up in at 24-25. March corn again down over 10 and 3 quarter cents. December corn down about 8 cents. March soybeans were 12 and a quarter cents lower. November soybeans for this year were 5.5 cents lower. Kansas City wheat was down 3/4. Chicago was down 7 3/4. And March Minneapolis was down a whole 0.5 cent. Taking a look at the livestock side of things and how they ended up the markets for the week. Well, it was a mixed day in cattle. Lives a few cents lower, feeders a few cents higher, and lean hogs just being lean hogs everywhere. Taking a look at what happened, the traders backed away from previous market gains Friday ahead of the long holiday weekend, following a strong week of price support in all livestock trade. Position adjustments became the main focus on Friday's trade. From Friday to Friday, livestock futures scored the following changes. February live cattle were up 80 cents week to week. April live cattle up 78 cents. January feeder cattle up 3.45. March up 3.55. Lean hogs up $1.90 over the week. And pork cutouts up 2.95. Let's take a look at the numbers. That comes up next.
How would you like to visit one-on-one with the nation's top experts in pork production? Hi, Edie Peterson with the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. And I have good news. You can do exactly that at the 51st Annual Iowa Pork Congress. It's returning to Des Moines January 24th and 25th, and once again is North America's largest winter swine trade show, meeting a lot of experts for you under one roof. Join thousands of swine industry colleagues from across the Midwest by getting registered today at iowaporkcongress.org. That's iowaporkcongress.org, and we'll see you January 24th and 25th in Des Moines.
Again, March corn was down 10 and 3 quarters at 447. Soybeans down 12 and a quarter at 1224 and a quarter. Soy meal was down a dime at 362.10. Soy oil was 47 cents lower at 48.25. Again, markets are closed today. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.